It's Thursday, November 14th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Six girls and two staff members from a Christian-run high school in North Central Nigeria, Africa, were released at the end of last month after torture and payment of a ransom, reports Morning Star News. Muslim Fulani gunmen kidnapped the Christians back on October 3rd from Engravers College in Kakao Dadji Village. The captors repeatedly tortured the girls when they called their parents so they could hear their screams. Ohemu Frederick, one of the girls' parents, said many were praying. He said, quote, "Through their prayers, God brought us help. God used a former governor of Kaduna State to assist us," end quote. Frederick said the former governor offered free medical treatment to the persecuted Christians. Psalm 146, verse 7 says, "The Lord executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners." The United Conservative Party of Alberta, Canada, voted to advance the Conscience Rights Protection Act last Thursday. The bill would protect the rights of healthcare professionals and religious organizations who refuse to participate in things like euthanasia and abortion that violate their religious beliefs. Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez's Socialist Party won Spain's national elections on Sunday, taking 120 seats but missing the 176 seats required to form a majority. However, the conservative Vox Party more than doubled its representation from 24 to 52 seats. The Vox Party supports biblical marriage and opposes homosexuality and the murder of unborn babies. Public hearings began yesterday in the House impeachment inquiry into President Trump's July 25th phone call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. Democrats claim witnesses show President Trump used the call to leverage military aid to Ukraine with political favors. However, Republicans have pointed out that no witnesses have accused Trump of this at all. Republican Congressman David Nunes of California offered this analysis during the impeachment hearing.
What we will witness today is a televised theatrical performance staged by the Democrats. Ambassador Taylor and Mr. Kent, I'd like to welcome you here. I'd like to congratulate you for passing the Democrat Star Chamber auditions held for the last weeks in the basement of the Capitol. It seems you agreed, witting or unwittingly, to participate in a drama. But the main performance, the Russia hoax, has ended, and you've been cast in the low-rent Ukrainian sequel.
GOP representatives have submitted a list of witnesses, but Democrats, who are in the majority, have the final say. It's unclear if they will approve any of them in the inquiry. Planned Parenthood attorneys made their closing arguments in court this week against pro-life advocates David DeLeiden and Sandra Merritt of the Center for Medical Progress, who exposed the abortion giant's illegal sale of baby body parts. Harry Mihet, the chief litigation attorney for Liberty Counsel, which is representing the pro-lifers, said, quote, "Planned Parenthood repeatedly called our clients all kinds of evil, and they asked the San Francisco jury to award millions of dollars in punitive damages against them to punish and deter them from ever exposing Planned Parenthood again," end quote. In an interview on EWTN, DeLeiden explained what his undercover Planned Parenthood videos revealed.
Planned Parenthood's top-level executives and abortion doctors admit under oath on the witness stand that the videos are true. The videos are true, and at the highest levels, they've been selling baby body parts in exchange for money for decades.
Ecclesiastes 12, verse 14 says, "For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil." Just over half of 18 to 35-year-old Christians attend church once a month, and one-third attend at least once a week, reports Barna. This younger generation gave numerous reasons for church attendance. 63% attend to grow in faith, 61% to learn about God, 40% to live out their faith, and 40% for teaching that is relevant to their lives. Less common reasons were community involvement, multi-generational friendships, small groups, and mentors. The Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation published their annual Where We Are on TV report this week, calling on the television industry to create 20% of, quote, series regular characters on primetime scripted broadcast series, end quote, to be people committed to sexually perverted lifestyles by 2025. Currently, 10.2% of broadcast series regular characters are committed to these sinful lifestyles. However, a 2017 Gallup poll found that only 4.5% of U.S. adults identify with these lifestyles. Ephesians 5 verse 11 says, "Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them." And finally, a Texas couple is being hailed as a pair of heroes after rescuing a woman trapped inside a burning car after a serious accident in Waller County, reports ABC News. Off-duty firefighter Michael Mathis said he was pulling into his driveway last Monday when he heard a crash and immediately sprang into action.
Flames are already starting to come over the windshield of the car, so didn't have really much time to think about anything other than get her out. The tires and the airbag, everything started going off, popping, so we had to get away from it.
Mathis pulled the woman out of the burning car, and with the help of his wife, Christina, who is also a firefighter, providentially, dragged her away from the scene and saved her life.
So I helped him and we drug her further.
Michael said, quote, "Just knowing that it could have been a lot worse than what it was, especially for her, no one deserves to have that happen to them. I just think the Lord put me in the right place in the right time to make sure she had a second chance," end quote. And that's The World View in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, November 14th, in the year of our Lord, 2019, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Now, my precious daughter Mercy, who is turning 8 today, will close out the newscast.
Seize the day for Jesus Christ.